Kodachrome Lighting Systems. This was a dictation given by Z. Charnot in 1991. There are two light fixture models to use. In both light fixture models, we use high-frequency, solid-state remote ballasts in order to eliminate the unwelcome heat gain from the 60% to 70% electrical energy not able to be converted into light. The value of using solid-state ballasts can be tested by simply touching the ends of the lamps. This is convincing of the difference. Solid-state ballasts, 25,000 Hz, are used in order to gain an efficiency of more than 30% of the electrical energy generating illumination. The Kodachrome light system uses fluorescent tubes rather than halogen sources because of the enormous distances required to provide diffuse and relatively uniform illumination levels. In general, it is better to provide a large number of low-intensity sources than a small number of high-intensity sources. Halogen lamps also provide certain colors of light which cause excess photorespiration and some denaturing. The colors of light are selected to support all photochemical responses. Example, chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, phototropism, and phytochrome. The blue end of the spectrum has approximately 10 times the energy level of the red end of the spectrum. A more detailed explanation of chlorophyll restoration periods related to light intensity is available in other documentation. Timers are set to take advantage of the dark period sensitivity of slightly more than 3.6 hours. An illumination intensity of about 30-foot candles for a period of approximately 40 minutes, or 24 to 35 minutes just before sunset in short days of winter, will trigger a second dark period metabolism, which has a particularly powerful effect upon root growth. There is a figure here titled the 24-hour light darkness cycle, and in the first column we see Kodachrome light for a period of 15.4 hours containing both red wavelengths, and then there is a 40-minute period at 660 angstroms, which is one of the red wavelengths. The 660 angstroms simulates sunset, and this produces dark metabolism, a metabolism triggering light period. Again, this is 25 to 35 minutes as opposed to 40 minutes in short winter months. Then there is a 3.6 hour period of darkness, which produces sleep metabolism. This sleep metabolism is interrupted then by a 40-minute simulation of sunset with 660 angstroms, the red wavelength, again. Following this 40 minutes, there is another 3.6 hours of darkness, and then this is followed by sunrise, and this is repeated over and over in a 24-hour period. During the dark metabolism triggering light periods, no colors longer in wavelength than 725 millimicrons or 7,250 angstroms are allowed. A wavelength of approximately 660 millimicrons or 6,600 angstroms must be provided. The other illumination periods allow both red wavelengths, 6,600 angstroms and 7,350 angstroms, to appear. The distance from the plants to the source of illumination varies with the plant species and varieties. There are approximately 4 different light intensity ranges, common species. The highest intensities are characteristic of very tall trees. The lowest intensities are characteristic of such plants as ferns and moss. Moss only grows low on trees with low light intensities and high humidity levels. Model 1 shows a monolayer growing and or top level growing, which combines with natural light harvesting. This combines with natural sunlight control and night shading system. There is a rule of thumb, 1% light equals 1% growth. Although the intensity of the light, the color of the light, and the duration of illumination must also be taken into account. Although T12, or 1.5-inch diameter, fluorescent tubes are used, it is desirable to use the smallest diameter fluorescent tube possible, for example, a T8. A T8 equals 1 inch, or 1/8 times 8, with the best surface reflection properties and profile shape. Model 2 shows a multi-level growing, which has minimal vertical dimensions to allow tight tracking in multi-level growing and sprouting chambers. Mid-level illumination for low trees and vines, alpine, savanna, tropics, desert, plains, reflected light, transmitted, and emitted light.